This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You are tuned into the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week. Well, you will hear the teaching and the preaching of the senior pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, the Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. After the message, information will be given about our church location, phone number, and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. So now, let's join Reverend Browning with the Word of God already in progress.
Father God, we come before you right now in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that would touch these thy people. Lift up their heavy burdens. Let them know that you're there for them. Let them know, Lord God, that you know how to handle every situation that comes upon their lives. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We magnify your name in this place, Lord. We glorify your name. We thank you for peace. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for the blessings that you have placed upon our lives. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you've done for us. Now give us peace in the midst of the storms of our lives. In the name of Jesus, do we pray. Amen and amen. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I want to speak from a subject or title, I Need the Comforter. I need the Comforter. I need the Comforter. Jesus here found in John the 14th chapter, 15th through the 18th verse, Jesus is ready to depart. Earlier, Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. And Jesus saith unto him, I have been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Philip, he that hath seen me have seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? I need the Comforter. It had been known in that time that if a teacher or a rabbi would leave his students, that he would leave them as orphans. He would leave them without comfort. But I want to say to you today that we need the Comforter. Commonly used in translation of the Greek word Parakletos. The compound noun refers to one called alongside. And I don't know about you, but I need the Lord to come alongside of me. I wish I had some witnesses. Here in John's gospel, he uses the word comforter. In some translation, it may say helper. And there are times in our lives where can anyone comfort us the way the Lord can comfort us? I wish I had a witness in here. That you can call your friend. You can call your mama or your daddy. But they can't comfort you the way the Lord can comfort you. And the Bible says, when my father and my mother have forsaken me, then the Lord will take me up. Amen. The same word talks about an advocate. One who pleads your case. And there may be many times in your life when wrong have happened to you. When folk has falsely accused you. And when the things that you didn't deserve have came to you. But the Lord said, I want to be an advocate. One who stands by your side. The advocate that talks about Jesus. The intercessory work he does for believers. The two comforters can be seen at working simultaneously. The Spirit, the Paraclete, working in and for us on earth. Jesus, the Paraclete, working for us in heaven as one who always lives and intercedes for us. You can get anybody to talk for you. But can't nobody talk for you the way the Lord can talk for you. I wish I had a witness. We have seen time and time on TV, Perry Mason, Matlock, when somebody was in trouble, will act as a lawyer that would plead their case for them. But oh, Matlock and Perry Mason need a lawyer too, because they can't plead their own case. And whenever you say that you can plead your own case, it means that you reject Jesus Christ as your lawyer. And you need a try to take care of it yourself. But oh, I want to tell you this morning, you need, and I need, the comforter. There are times when we cry. And the songwriter said, I don't know why I have to cry sometimes. Isn't that right? But when you see yourself crying or feel down, oh, don't it make you feel good when you come to church on Sunday morning? And you hear the saints of God singing the songs of Zion. Oh, ain't nothing but the comforter coming alongside of you. And don't get all shook up when you see somebody start to shout in the pew. I wave their hand. I move from side to side. Ain't nothing but the comforter trying to tell them it's going to be all right. I wish I had some witnesses in here. I wish I had some people in here that was full of the Holy Ghost. But here, the Holy Spirit is the comforter. The other helper. The Holy Spirit is the comforter. the receiving of the Holy Spirit is conditional. The conjunction and it is the person who loves Jesus in order to receive the Holy Ghost. You got to love the Lord. Isn't that right? That's all I understand. Somebody said, I love the Lord. Why do you love him? Because he first loved me. You know it's easy to, yeah. But the Lord said, I love you even when you didn't have things right in your life. For the Bible says, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ still died for us. We didn't have everything together. Amen. But I'm so glad that this morning that the Lord loved me in spite of myself. I wish I had some witnesses. That the Lord loved me, yeah, when I was lost in a world of sin. That the Lord loved me, yeah, when I wasn't coming to church. That the Lord still loved me. Isn't that right? When I was doing wrong. Isn't that right? Because his love is captivating. And let me tell you, can't nobody love you the way Jesus loves you. Amen. Yeah. Your friends will love you as long as you got money. Isn't that right? Yeah. Those who say they love you will love you as long as you love them back. Well, watch this. Even if I don't love Jesus the way I ought to love him, the Lord say, I still love you. Isn't that right? Come here, Peter. The Lord asked Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, Lord, you know everything. You know I love you. He asked him again, Peter, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know I love you. He asked Peter on three occasions, do you love me? Actually, what Peter was saying is, I like you a whole lot. I phileo you, but I don't agape you. You say, why couldn't he say that I agape you? Because when Peter was put to the test, when the Lord said, Peter, you're going to deny me three times before the cock crow. Isn't that right? And while Peter was standing there warming by a fire, somebody said they saw him with Jesus. And you know, if you've been with Jesus, folk ought to know that you've been with Jesus. People can tell if you've been with Jesus. People can tell by the way you talk, by the way you act, by the way you say things. Isn't that right? So he said, you have been with Jesus. And Peter said, no, I tell you, I don't know him. Isn't that right? And the woman asked him again, I believe I've seen you with Jesus. And the woman said, and Peter said, no, I tell you, I don't know him. The next day, he asked him one more time. And she started aggravating him, and this time, whatnot. And said, I know you, I've seen you with Jesus. And then right in the Bible say, he cursed and said, I tell you, I never seen him. And Jesus came walking out and looked at Peter in the eyes. I don't think it was a look of I told you so. I think it was a look that said, Peter, I still love you. I think it was a look of compassion. I think it was a look as saying to him, Peter, I knew you were going to mess up, but I still got your back. Isn't that good to know that even when you do things wrong, God still tells you, I got your back? I wish I had some witnesses. Maybe y'all not messed up, isn't that right? Isn't it good that even when you don't act right, God still say, I still love you? Isn't it good that when you don't say the right thing, God say, I still care about you? Even when you don't come to church, God say, I'm coming where you are. I still love you. Even when you don't pay it like you ought to pay, God say, I still love you. And that's why the Bible says we need the Comforter. While you said Jesus prays for us. Look what it says in the word. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you. How long? Forever. Or the comforter will abide with you forever. Your mama and your daddy can't tell you, I'm going to be with you forever. Amen. Husbands and wives can't say to each other, I'll be with you forever. Come on here, somebody. Your best friend can't say, I'll be with you forever. But Jesus said, I'll be with you forever. That means whatever you go through, whatever trials you come up against, the Lord said, I'm not going to leave you. I promise to be with you forever. Even if you're wrong, God said, I'm still with you. Some people will be with you when you're smiling and everything is all right in your life and the sun is shining. Jesus said, I'll be with you when it's cloudy outside. I'll be with you when it's flooding in your life. I'll be with you when you don't have a dime in your pocket. I'll be with you when your health is deteriorating. I'll still be right there with you. Aren't you glad of that? That nobody else has ever made that statement in your life, that I will be with you forever. You know, and the one thing about Jesus, Jesus ain't gonna bring no hell into your life. Amen. Some folk, when they come, they bring hell into your life. They bring trouble into your life. They bring disaster into your life. They make you stay up all night long. But when with Jesus, Jesus said, I'll bring peace. I'll bring love. I'll bring compassion to help you when you're down and out. Even if you mess it up yourself. What's the source of this comforter? Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither know him. But you know him, because he dwells on the inside. I don't care what nationality you come from. I don't care what educational background you have. I don't care about what you've done in your past. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man open unto me, I will come in. Yeah, and sup with him. Isn't that right? Watch this. Yeah, I can lose. I lost my mama. But I can never lose Jesus. Come on here, somebody. Isn't that right? Yeah. I can lose my family. But I can never lose Jesus. Come on, somebody. Yeah. I can lose money. But I can never lose Jesus. Yeah. I can lose, even my mind. But I can never lose Jesus. Isn't it good to have something that you can never lose? Now, I know there's some things you want to lose. Isn't that right? But isn't it good to know, isn't it comforting to know that you can never lose Jesus? Yeah. Jesus is everything to me. Jesus is my alarm clock in the morning. I know that you got your iPhone on and it goes off in the morning, but if the Lord, stop your ears up with death, you can't hear the alarm clock go off. Jesus is my power. And I know you're saying,
No, my heart is beating. But if the Lord touch your heart and your heart stop beating, isn't it right? But the Lord is everything to me. Isn't it right? To give the Holy Spirit. He said, give it to those who love his only son. Isn't it right? To do everything he can for the person who loves his son. Isn't that right? Yeah, and of course, the greatest thing God can do is to put his Holy Spirit into a person. The Holy Spirit is not a thing. The Holy Spirit is a person. Isn't that right? When have you got in touch with the one on the inside? Isn't that right? So Jesus says here, no, I'm going to send you another comforter, and then I'm going to dwell on the inside of you. Remember, wherever you go, the Lord goes with you. Whatever you do, the Lord is with you. Isn't that right? How many of you know this morning that the trouble that you seen last week, the Lord was right there? I heard him say, I am the lily, early in the valley. I am the bright and morning star. I'm telling you right now, whatever you are experiencing right now, the Lord said, I'm experiencing it too. And watch what the word says. You have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of your infirmities. You say, Reverend, what does that mean? That means whenever you hurt, the Lord hurts. Whenever you suffer, the Lord suffers. Whenever you cry, the Lord cries. The Lord said, I'm touched. When by whatever touch you, whatever made you cry last week, the Lord says, I'm right there by your side. I want to comfort you. I want to rock you. I want to love you. I want to let you know that you are special. I want to let you know that I am that I am. I want to let you know I got blessings for you. I want to let you know that I will never leave you.
One day, this man was having an auction. And as he was having this auction, they had a picture up of a man's son. And they said, whoever loved the son so much, they can have everything else that I have. The auction started with the picture of the son. And they began to auction off the picture. And the people said the picture's not worth anything. So they didn't bid on it. But there was one man that loved the son. You don't hear me. And he gave all that he had. Good God Almighty, the man, after he bought the picture, dropped the gavel and said, sold to this man. Say the auction is over. Well, the people began to be upset because there were so many other things that was out to be auctioned off. And the man explained that the father had left instructions that whoever loves the son so much, in their right, that by his portrait, in their right, good God Almighty, deserved to have everything else, in their right, oh Lord. And one day in my life, good God Almighty,
when I was lost and I read this scripture and I said, Lord, I'm willing to give everything I have to run the race in the right. And anybody that loves the Son will love the Father in the right. And I started crying that day on my bed in the right. And I flipped on over to Revelation where it says that one day he gonna wipe.
We hope you are blessed by the podcast. You are tuned into Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week on PrayCharlotte.com, where you have heard the teaching and preaching of Senior Pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church is located at 2901 Oneida Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269, off I-85 and North Graham Street. Our order of services are as follows. Sunday, school, 9:45. Sunday worship service, 11 a.m. Monday, 7 p.m. intercessory prayer. Wednesday, Bible study, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. If you are interested in a CD of this message in its entirety, you can call our church between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday at 704-599-1433. Again, that's 704-599-1433. Or you can mail your request at P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. That's P.O. Box 16237, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28297. Or via email at mtvernonpr@bellsouth.net. Again, if this podcast has been a blessing to you, tell a friend to go online to PrayCharlotte.com and click on the podcast and enjoy the Word of God. On behalf of our pastor, Reverend Matthew L. Browning, be reminding that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it.